The gospel reading today, our Lord tells us that the kingdom of heaven is like a net that's thrown into the ocean, and it hauls whatever comes into the net. They bring it ashore and they sort it all out. They keep the good stuff and throw away the bad things. And we recognize in this the same point that our Lord makes about the tares that were sown among the wheat, that they didn't just rip them out, but let them stay, and both had to grow together. So when we think about that, we recognize that upon the face of the earth, there are lots of good people, and there are lots of bad people. And God is going to leave them both. We get upset and we wonder why God doesn't do something about this mess. Why does he allow these evil people to do all of these things? To help the good ones to become better. That's what it's all about. First of all, when we see what they're doing, that should not only help us to recognize that it's not good and that we don't want to do it. Unfortunately, there are lots of people who see what the bad people are doing and say, well, if they can get away with it, why shouldn't I? God doesn't care if they're doing it, then I'm going to do the same thing. They make lots of money doing what they're doing, and so I can do the same. That's going to destroy your soul if we were to do something like that. What we have to be able to do is recognize that this is unjust, that it's wrong, that it's evil, whatever you want to say, and we need to reject it. But not just simply reject what they're doing, but now strive on the other side to live more virtuously. When we see the evil on the one side, again, one of the problems that we run into is thinking, well, at least what I'm doing isn't as bad as what those people are doing. Praise God that it's not. But try standing before the Lord on the day of judgment and say, well, I wasn't as bad as these other ones. That wasn't the question. Because Jesus is going to be the norm of judgment, not those people who are doing evil. And so he's not going to compare us to them. He's going to compare us to the Lord. And that's what we have to be able to look at. And so if we can understand that God is allowing these people to remain precisely to help us to grow. It's one of those strange things that the saints point out that's very frustrating. That is, in the spiritual life, the people that you think are your friends, they're actually the ones that do the least amount of good for you. The ones that you think are your enemies, they're the ones who actually help you the most. Because you don't really have to practice a lot of virtue when you're with your friends. You get along with them. They're easy to be with. When it's people that you don't like, yeah, it requires a lot of virtue to be around them. It requires a lot of patience. It requires a lot of charity. It requires a lot of self-control when you're dealing with people that you don't like. When you're in a situation where everything is going one direction and you have to go the other, that takes a lot of strength to be able to do that, and it's easy to try and just give in. It's easy to give up. You can't. Remember that saying that only dead things are taken by the current. If you're alive, you have to be going against the current. If you're just floating down the river, then spiritually we're dead. So we want to make sure that we're striving then to grow in holiness. That's what this is allowed for, to be able to help us to grow. Because again, if everyone was a saint, wow, how wonderful that would be on one hand, and yet it actually wouldn't require any virtue at all, or very, very little, because everybody around us is doing the same thing. It doesn't require us to grow in virtue. Living among evil people, that requires a lot of virtue. Remember what I've told you over and over again. We are going to see the greatest saints in history raised up in our day. Because look what's going on. People have this idea, oh, if I could just live in the 13th century, everything was so Catholic and so wonderful. For what? God doesn't want you to be mediocre. God wants you to be a great saint. That's why he put you here today. If he wanted you to be mediocre, he would have put you back in the 13th century. Then you could have just gone along with everybody else doing it. Would have been no big deal. Today it's a big deal. And what a grace, what a gift. Why would you want to be mediocre if you can be on fire? Jesus said, be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. So we want to be on fire for love with love for the Lord. And that's what we have an opportunity to do. Not just simply to say that, yep, these things that these people are doing is wrong, these things are evil, and I don't want to do them. Praise God, yes, that's where we start. But now we need to take it to the next step. These people are doing is evil. What I want to do is to grow in virtue, to reject all of that, and to be able to go the opposite direction, and to use the grace of God to grow in that strength, to grow in that virtue, to keep going against the current, and be able in that way to grow in virtue, to grow in holiness.